Good morning, Laguna Beach. This is Jane Herring, and I'm taking over for the next hour to raise money for our favorite radio station, KXFM. I think the last time I did this, it was KX93.5, so I'm going to try not to say that because it was so ingrained in my head. If you saw the schedule, you'll see that I was supposed to be hosting with my very fun and smart, brilliant, amazing, funny daughter, Inara. And unfortunately, Inara is taking a final exam online for Thurston right now. So we're going to wish her luck on that. I know she's going to do awesome. So today, I've put together a list of songs that are contemporary human rights songs. And the reason I've done this is that in May, I very timely but anticlimactically finished a degree in human rights at one of the only schools in the country where you can do that. And I've really enjoyed finding the combination of the arts with human rights and how we can build empathy for certain causes through the use of the arts. And that includes music, very much includes music. I often say that I think probably one of the best years in music history is 1968, and we all know what was happening there. And I think that 2020 may turn out to be the same way. So I wanted to kind of go through my journey with the human rights world and really focus on the fact that one of the things that we learn in this program is to not speak for other people, but to elevate their voices. And I thought that was a very important thing to think about while hosting this hour, because that's what KXFM does. It elevates the voices of the community for all of us so that we all get to share in that. It's not telling us what to say or what to do. It's just elevating voices. And that's a really important thing to do in this world, especially as it is right now. So the first song that I've chosen is it's about refugees. And the reason I chose that is that I remember very clearly when I lived here in Laguna Beach before, it was 2016, and the Syrian refugee crisis was happening. And nobody was paying much attention until there was one particular photo that appeared everywhere. And I won't talk about it because it's a little heavy for a Friday morning. But if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. And suddenly the whole world noticed. And that's what I'm talking about when I say it's the arts. We need the arts to draw attention and to build awareness and empathy for these causes. So this is a song called Follow Me by Moxie Rea and Wyclef Jean. And it was done for Global Citizen. And we're going to play it for you now.
Follow me, I am on your side. But we don't have much time. Mama said there's a war outside. Only the strong survive.
Might be in this bed for the last time. All I really want is some peace of mind. Seems like the blind still lead in the blind. Rumors of war on the borderline. When we ask a question, no one knows. Tell me, what the hell are we fighting for? Best friends turned foe, test of time. Lovers turned to strangers overnight.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lovers turn to strangers overnight. Follow me, I am on your side. But we don't have much time. Mama said there's a war outside. Only the strong survive. Sipping on this drink for the last time. All I really wanted is a peace of mind. What's gonna be is gonna be. But at least I got you and you got me. Whoa, 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 whoa. But at least I got you and you got me. Follow me, I am on your side. But we don't have much time. Mama said there's a war outside. Only the strong survive. Tell me that it's part of the plan. Why am I sinking like quicksand? You tell me that it's part of the jam.
Why is no one dancing with the band? Follow me, I am on your side.
But we don't have much time. Mama said there's a war outside.
only the strong survive.
Follow me, I am on your side.
I am on your side.
But we don't have much time.
We don't have much
Mama
time.
Mama said there's a war outside. Only the strong survive.
Okay, that was Follow Me by Moxie Rea and Wyclef Jean for Global Citizen. And I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful song. I would love to sing it at some point. It gets under my skin, but it also makes me really calm that there are people that are helping those who are in need. Refugees is definitely my specific focus when it comes to studying human rights. We study the whole wide spectrum. It takes, you know, it's a full 4-year university degree, but refugees seems to be where my heart is. I volunteered with the International Rescue Committee in Dallas and helped to get some families resettled there, and it was a very powerful, powerful experience. So if you don't know a lot about the refugees in your community, I highly recommend you look into that, because you'd be surprised how many are making a community run and bringing amazing things into their new homes after leaving so many horrible situations. So once again, my name is Jane Herring, and I am taking over this hour on KXFM to raise money for my very favorite radio station. Even when I lived back in Dallas and was working on my degree, I would listen on my laptop. I would stream it, and it just made me very happy. It felt like I was home. So the next song I have chosen is, of course, from a Broadway musical, which I'm sure Tyler is laughing about. That was my theme the last time I was in here. But it's from a Broadway musical called Fun Home. And I chose it because the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under Obama's second term, Samantha Power, has an amazing recent book that came out over the last year called The Education of an Idealist. And she's a huge human rights fighter. And written some other books that I actually used as my textbooks over the last couple of years. But while she was ambassador at the UN, there was a vote that was coming up that would be, I believe the details were that it would be whether or not to provide same-sex couples that work within the UN to receive benefits for their spouses. And, you know, we're 75 countries, I believe, right now where homosexuality is still illegal and sometimes punishable by death. And Samantha Power believed in using the arts to communicate ideas to people. So she made arrangements with some of the Broadway producers, and she took a big group of these ambassadors with her to a special performance of Fun Home, which is about a little girl and her dad growing up in the 70s in Pennsylvania in a small town, and they're both gay. And they don't realize it, you know, when she's younger, and it took her a long time to deal with that. And you know, it's a true story. It's a woman that, it's her story. She wrote a graphic novel called Fun Home. She actually grew up in a funeral home, and they called it a fun home. They play in the coffins and all this kind of crazy stuff. And it turned out to be a really amazing, heartfelt musical. I saw it on Broadway. It was incredible. But so she takes this group of ambassadors to see this musical, and I had to write down the specific quote that the El Salvadorian ambassador said. I wondered why I could be nearly 2 hours so involved, suffering with you, laughing with you, when nothing really special happens on stage. What is the message? To me, it is very clear. You are telling us, look, you are me. We are together, and we are the same. I'm choking up just even reading that, and I've read that quote many, many times and put it in several of my papers. But this is the power of the arts. And I loved that she did this, and that was, she was my catalyst for going back to school and studying human rights. If you want to see a performance by a little girl that is just unbelievable, it's this song. You just go up on YouTube and look up the Sydney Lucas 2015 Tony Awards, where she sings the song called Ring of Keys. And it's when this little girl is trying to figure out what her identity is. So Tyler, go ahead.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and and your keys, oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong, but you seem okay with being strong. I want in this whole luncheonette. Why am I the only one who sees your beautiful? No, I mean handsome.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, you're probably wondering why you're listening to a Broadway show tune. And I was explaining that this show called Fun Home on Broadway was used by former ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, to share with her fellow ambassadors from other countries what the gay experience is like, but from an arts perspective where people are more likely to develop empathy for an issue. So before I go further with my playlist, just a reminder of why I'm really here. It was not just to promote all the human rights issues that I care so deeply about, but we are supporting KXFM. This radio station won my heart when I first moved to Laguna Beach the last time, and I've kept listening while I was back in Dallas getting my degree in human rights, and now I'm back for probably the foreseeable 14 years as my children grow up and go to the Laguna Beach schools. So I know a lot of people listening have no idea who I am, and that to me is good news because that means there's so many more of you I get to meet and hopefully be friends with over the years. So I do want to give a shout out to Ed. I met him for the first time right before the show, and it was very exciting for me because I listen to him every morning, and every morning I yell yes when he says, "It's not over yet, Laguna. Listen to the science." And I get very excited. I'm like, "Yes, Ed, yes." But I just met him for the first time. So moving on with our human rights playlist, contemporary human rights, because Lord knows we could get an entire hour out of just 1968 alone. This is a song called Quiet, sung by a woman who goes by the name of Milk. And she became known during the Women's March in 2017. After the 2016 election, she said that the rhetoric that was used to describe women really enraged me and just kind of brought me back to those feelings of when I was younger. I was told I needed to sit properly and I need to speak less and smile more and lose weight and just be this perfect little girl. So that's why she wrote this song, and she performed it at the Women's March, and it became viral after that point. And it is a wonderful anthem for women, and I love playing it and listening to it with my daughters, and I hope you enjoy it as well.
Put on your face, know your place, shut up and smile, don't spread your eggs. I could do that, but no. Monsters. not anymore. 'Cause no one knows me, no one ever will. If I don't say something, take that dry blue pill, they may see that monster, they may run away, but I have to do this. I can't keep quiet.
Okay, great. So I hope you all were revved up by that song as I get every time I listen to it. I just want to roll down my windows and not go too fast, but fast enough that it makes me feel like I'm moving, and I just feel like this world is going to be a better place for my daughters, and I'm working hard to make sure that that's the case. Once again, if you're just turning in, we are raising money for KXFM. This is a nonprofit, member-supported radio station. They are always elevating the voices of our community, which is something that is really very important, something that I studied over the last couple of years, earning a very rare degree in human rights at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. It's only one of seven schools in the entire country where you can get that degree, but I have a feeling that after 2020, we may see some more programs popping up, and I truly, truly hope so. So, and just a shout out to them, if you've given all you can to the station, but you have a little extra and you want to give something to a really amazing human rights program, highly recommend SMU in Dallas. It would be the very first endowed human rights program in the country if they get to that point, and that's something that's very important to me. But first, the radio station, because we want to support everybody here in town, support local-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. Right now, I want to give a shout-out to Romantic Boutique and the Yoga Line right here next to the radio station for donating. Thank you very much, Shireen. I love your stuff. If people are not aware, the things that she carries in her store are not just designed by her, but actually manufactured here in Laguna Beach. So if you really want to support local businesses, and I think that's the only way we're going to make it through this year with our town intact, just remember that, you know, and we'll be carrying the Yoga Line at Art of Fitness as well shortly. So you can get some of it there and support another woman-owned business. What they're doing there at the gym is amazing, with the classes outside in the back. And I know after spending 3 years focusing on building up my brain, I'm back to trying to work out again. And I'm very grateful that they have those outdoor classes that are very safe. Once again, if you want to donate to KXFM, and I really, really hope you do, I'm getting some wonderful messages from across the country enjoying the show right now. Go to kxfmradio.org, and there is a what they call hello bar at the very top. Thank you, Adam, for teaching me that. And it talks about the takeover and how you can donate. You click on that. You click on how much you want to donate, and then you find my name. I'm listed with my daughter, Inara, who couldn't make it, again, because she's taking a final exam online and killing it, I'm sure. So yeah, support local-owned businesses, support the radio station. A few more shout-outs. You know, I just said thank you, Adam, thank you, Garrett, thank you, Kevin. Some really wonderful people making donations to the radio station, and I really appreciate it. The next song that I am picking, we're a little worried about, because it says it's the clean version. I hope it's the clean version. But it's called This Is America, and it's by Childish Gambino, also known as Donald Glover. Probably one of the most talented human beings on the planet right now. And the reason I picked it is that it breaks down racism, gun violence. It's a counter-narrative. there's so much messaging in the show, it's impossible to get the first time. And if you actually go in on YouTube and look at the video, you can watch the video and see all the symbolism, but then you can also look up symbolism of This Is America video. And there are professors online who break down line by line and every pose that he goes into and everything that happens in this video. And it's a really intense, intense song, but it's very impressive. And it's really about the idea that black culture is not about entertaining white people. And that, like COVID, the systemic racism in this country causes black and brown communities to be disproportionately affected by violence. One of my favorite lines, like it's hard to pick, but one of my favorite lines is when he is pointing to the teenagers holding their cell phones. And he says, that's a telly, that's a tool. And the idea being that cell phone videos capturing the violence that's always been happening is finally bringing attention to it. So if you get a chance, I really just recommend looking up this video. It's intense, but there's so many deep, deep meanings that people, I think it's important to understand. So take it away, Tyler.
We just want to party. I'm just for you. We just want to party. I'm just for you. I don't want to die. I'm just for you. We gotta dance. Dance and shake the brace. We just want to party. I'm just for you. We just want to party. I'm just for you. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Girl. Slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Paco.
Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Okay, so again, if you are just turning in, two things. If you have not seen the video for that piece of music, This Is America by Childish Gambino, I highly recommend you not only watch it, but then watch some of the other videos that were done, some of them by professors of civil rights movement and black culture, who break down line by line every image in that piece of music, which is just incredible. He's an incredibly talented human being. Again, my name is Jane Herring, and I am taking over KXM FM this hour and doing it on very little sleep, so forgive me if I stumble over my words a few times. I'm doing all human rights music, contemporary human rights music. You know, we all know a lot of the classic ones from the 60s and 70s, but and you're going to get two of those towards the end, but they're not going to be ones you're familiar with because they're from different parts of the world. But that was, again, This is America by Childish Gambino, which is a lot about guns and violence and racism in black culture. The next one that I've chosen is more focused on black feminism and black identity for women and the multi-generational trauma that women of color are living with. You know, one of the courses I took over the last couple years earning my degree in human rights was actually a course on medical anthropology, and we actually ended up studying pandemics, which was quite fascinating as we got taken over by COVID. But one of the things we studied was the effect of stress on the body. And when studies have been done on people of all races and backgrounds, and you take out the stress element of their lives, there's no one group of people that's more likely to have violence or to have a lot of the health problems that they do. It's pretty much even across the board. What makes it different, which makes people, the black and brown communities more affected by things like COVID, is the stress. And sometimes it's multi-generational stress that they live with because of racism and poverty. And so I think these issues are really important to talk about, especially now. I know this is very heavy for a Friday morning, but it's 2020, and you know, anything goes. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? I know we're about to shut down for, you know, a month again. So let's make this time count, and let's focus on the important things. People want to be heard, and let's listen to them. And on that note, again, thank you for KXFM for giving us these platforms to elevate our voices as a community and elevate other communities' voices as well. So I'm very appreciative. If y'all can go to kxfmradio.org. And click on that bar at the top and donate to keep our radio station going. I would very much appreciate it. I'm not as well known as a lot of the other hosts, so I'm hoping to earn your trust through the work that I'm doing here with my music. So this next song is called Black Girl Soldier by Jamila Woods. And I admit that this is actually one that I didn't originally have on my human rights playlist, which I have hours and hours of them. A lot of the people that I studied human rights with back at SMU in Dallas are women of color, and they're young, and they're very passionate, and they are brilliant. And I'm 20 years older than them, and they had me in awe every single day that I was earning that degree. And they were the ones that recommended this song, and I listened to it, and I had to listen to it several times over. I had to listen to it with my daughter. And this is also another very powerful video, just an incredibly talented human being that makes a lot of references to people in the past, women of color, over the history of America. So listen for some of those shout-outs. And there's even a shout-out to the Oscars So White controversy. She says something along the lines of, they like to watch us but not give us awards. So with that being said, let's listen to Black Girl Soldier.
She's telepathic, call it black girl magic. Yeah, she scares the government, deja vu, a tough man. We go missing by the hundreds.
Ain't nobody checking for us, ain't nobody checking for us.
The camera loves us, Oscar doesn't.
They
put a body in a jar and forget her.
They love how we repeat.
Look at what they did to my sister.
Last century, last week.
she thought I satisfied. Ella was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied. Audrey was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied. And Ella was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied. So Jenna was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied. Asata was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied. Rosa was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied. Ella was a freedom fighter and she thought I satisfied.
Okay, great. So I hope you all enjoyed that one. Again, if you have a chance to go on YouTube and watch the music video for Black Girl Soldier, it's also just a really additional piece of art that gets a lot of ideas across that we may not be able to understand from the radio. And also break down the lyrics. You know, go listen to it several times over and really listen to what she's saying. You know, Tyler and I were just discussing, you know, one of the things that we focus on in this program that I just completed back in Dallas, Texas. It's an undergrad program where you get a degree in human rights. And it's one of only 7 programs in the entire country where you can study human rights. It was the 5th one to be developed. It's the only one in the South, sadly, not surprising. But it's a really incredible program and has the potential of being the very first endowed human rights program for studying in the United States. So if you're interested in that, I highly recommend you look that up. I have to give them a shout out. Not that I didn't spend enough already on that university, but it was worth it. It was worth every single class. I would rather have the knowledge that I have about these human rights causes and be broke, to be perfectly honest, because that's where I am. But what we were talking about was the ethics side of human rights. If you want to get involved, you have to make sure to be very aware that you are not speaking for other people. And that's why I've chosen a lot of these songs for them to speak for themselves. This is a platform, this nonprofit, member-supported radio station to elevate the voices of the community and to elevate the voices of other communities. Listen to their words, not mine. They know more about their experiences than I do. I think the only song on this list that's about me was the Quiet song about being a woman in the United States right now and having 2 daughters that I'm trying to raise without the without some of the issues that a lot of us understand as being American women. So, yeah, I love that. I love that video, The Black Girl Soldier, and we'll be listening to it a lot more with my daughters. The next one I'm really excited about, and a lot of you might be more familiar with this song, especially our South African friends here in town. A few years ago, I can't remember what year it came out, but there was a fantastic documentary called Searching for Sugar Man. And it's this crazy story about this guy in Detroit who recorded an album. And everyone just thought this was the most incredible album in the music industry. And it went nowhere. It never sold anything. He went back to living his life, or we thought. And then all of a sudden, this song appeared in apartheid-era South Africa. It's called Cold Fact, was the name of the album. And it blew up. It became... I've heard my South African friends say that he was like Elvis in South Africa, but because we were all separated from them and there's no communication because of the ban on them because of our apartheid, nobody in the United States had any idea that Rodriguez was a superstar in South Africa for decades. I have a set of friends in Durban who met each other at an anti-apartheid rally. And when I said to them, hey, have you heard of this guy Rodriguez? They just burst into song. They just started singing one of his songs. You know, that was a huge part of what they did. So, again, the documentary is called Searching for Sugar Man. And a lot of his music, it's from the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, I think. I didn't write down the date here. But, you know, there's a lot of Detroit was kind of a symbol of urban decay and destruction. You know, the white flight abandoned the poor black center and then pretended that the fall of Detroit was the fault of those left behind rather than those who left. And so the album is really a lot about that. It's just really amazing how the young white Afrikaners in South Africa heard this music, and it was their guide to liberation from this oppressive system of their parents and grandparents. So, you know, one of the lines I love, the system's going to fall soon to an angry young tune, and that's a concrete cold fact. And when I listened to that again recently, you know, at the time it wasn't so much of his prophecy about America, but it was in South of Africa. And now I think it's much more relevant here right now in 2020. So please enjoy Rodriguez's song. This is not a song, it's an outburst.
The mayor hides the crime rates. Councilwoman hesitates. Public gets irate, but forgets the vote dates. Weatherman complaining. Predicted sun, it's raining. Everyone's protesting. Boyfriend keeps suggesting, you're not like all of the rest. Garbage ain't collected. Women ain't protected. Politicians using. People they're abusing. The mafia's getting bigger, like pollution in the river. And you tell me that this is where it's at. I woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring. Housewives find life boring. Divorce the only answer. Smoking causes cancer. The system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune. And that's a concrete cold fact. The Pope digs population. Freedom from taxation. Teeny bops are uptight. Drinking at a stoplight. Miniskirt is flirting. I can't stop, so I'm hurting. Spencer sells her hopeless chest. Adultery plays the kitchen. Bigot cops on fiction. The little man gets shafted. Sons and money's drafted. Living by a timepiece. New war in the Far East. Can you pass a Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less.
Okay, that was Rodriguez singing This Is Not a Song, It's an Outburst. It's one, I could have picked really any song from that album. Again, that was an album called Cold Fact that was recorded in the late 60s, early 70s, I believe, and then disappeared. And unbeknownst to people in the United States, he became, including himself, he became a huge mega superstar in apartheid South Africa. And so it's just a fascinating story. The documentary is called Searching for Sugar Man. And it's these people, they're documentary filmmakers, just trying to figure out who this guy is. Where is he? What happened to him? Why does nobody know who Rodriguez is when he's such a huge, huge star in South Africa? So if you get a chance, watch that. A lot of stuff that was relevant in the 60s in Detroit, and it's relevant all over the country right now. So I think it's really worth listening to. He's also a really interesting guy because he never cared that he never really made any money off of his music, and he still gives away anything he makes. He's just a really amazing human being. We need more people like him. So I'm talking faster than I thought I would and going through my list very quickly. So I'm going to insert a couple more that I don't know as much about, but I think there are songs that you will enjoy. Before we do that, just a reminder that you're listening to KXFM, a nonprofit members community supported radio station. And I am taking it over this hour to raise money for them. You can go online to kxfmradio.org and go up to the hello bar at the very top to click on to donate. If you do it in my name, that would be great. I'm listed with my daughter, Inara, who hopefully is, I'm sure, crushing her final exam for Thurston Middle School right now. She's amazing, and she listens to me rant on and on about all these human rights issues all the time and wants to know more. And for a 12-year-old, that's pretty impressive. You know, raising children in a very privileged society that are aware of what's happening around the world is a challenge. and something I take very seriously and hope others will as well. I think it's important not to shield them from what else is happening in the world, but to let them know, you know, how lucky they have it, but what they can do to help what's happening in the rest of the world. And as I said before, the important part of that is really to elevating other people's voices, not to speak for them. And that's a big part of why I am playing the music that I'm playing, because it's their voices. And the same thing can be said for literature or film or photography, theater. You know, let the people that are the ones fighting and suffering speak for themselves, and you elevate their voices. Use your power, use your privilege to make sure that people are hearing and seeing the work that they are doing. If anybody's interested in any of the stuff I'm talking about, I could easily go on for hours. I kind of feel like I'm that girl from the Saturday Night Live skit with Cecily Strongclaze, you know, Tyler, that she's like the girl you don't want to run into at a party. Yeah, it's it probably won't take long before I start talking about genocide or something like that. But I'm very passionate about it, if you haven't figured that out. And I love informing people and giving them recommendations of films or books or music or theater. Hopefully, I miss the theater. I can't wait to get back to the theater for them to learn more. And it's something I'm very, very passionate about. So the next song is called No Man Is Big Enough for My Arms. And it's another song about the power of women. And I love this because it's Michelle Obama giving a speech in the background. And it's just another song I love playing with my daughters. And I hope that you all will as well. Enjoy.
No man in the world. No man in the world.
The measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls. Women and girls.
We create
the smart, powerful, creative, accomplished young women.
We can fight.
I'm here because of you. I'm here because girls like you inspire me.
No man.
No man is big enough for
no man.
Many of these girls have faced unthinkable obstacles just to attend school. Any society is how it treats its women and girls.
Won't stand still.
Your story is my story. Your story is my story.
Won't be shamed.
Your story is my story. Your story is my story. Story. Disregard anyone who demeans or devalues them, and that they should make their voices heard in the world. I told them that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And I told them that they should disregard anyone who demeans or devalues them. They should make their voices heard in the world. The measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls.
No man, no man.
So that was really exciting. We just had somebody pop their head into the station because she is a fellow SMU alum, and that was really exciting for me, especially as she was not aware of this incredible program that they have there where you can get a degree in human rights. And it is, like I said, it's the only fifth one in the world or in the country to be developed, only one of seven right now. It could very well be the very first endowed human rights program in the country if we get more people donating. I think part of the problem, Tyler, is that human rights people are not generally very good fundraisers. And so, you know, we just want to do everything from the heart and we don't ask for money. And, you know, we just want the cause to work. But, you know, for future generations of people to get the education that I was very blessed to have over the last couple of years, we are definitely going to need more attention. And hopefully 2020 is the year for that to happen. You know, I very anticlimactically graduated in May with this degree during a time when a global crisis was really exposing the massive inequalities and just terrible injustices happening around the country and the world, more so than most people were aware. And that's what needs to happen, honestly. It's something major has to happen for there to be a shift. And I think that that shift is happening. And it's a really exciting and scary time. But people's voices that have been ignored for a very long time are now being heard. And that's what a lot of this music is that I'm picking. Because I have a little more time than I thought I would, I'm going to throw in one more song about refugees.
You've actually got a caller, Jane, if you want to take it.
Oh, I have a caller. Yeah. Well, let me take it.
Let's see. Hi, you're on the air with Jane.
Oh, I didn't mean to call on the air.
Okay, hold the line.
Sorry.
All right. Sorry, Jane.
That's okay. No worries. I was excited there for a minute, but that's okay. Most of my friends listening are from all across the country, so they probably don't feel as comfortable calling in as locals would. But what was I saying, Tyler? What was I saying?
You were adding a song to your playlist. Yes,
I'm adding another refugee song because refugees have kind of been my passion. We've studied everything very deeply from, you know, I concentrated a lot on things happening in Asia because that was my international studies focus. But, you know, refugees in general are kind of where my heart was, volunteering with the International Rescue Committee, learning about all of the wonderful things that refugees add to their communities. I think it's really important for people to understand that and to not judge so much and to realize what people are really coming from, because nobody chooses to be a refugee. Nobody chooses. You would never want to have to leave your home the way that these people do and sometimes spend decades in camps, camp to camp. I've met some of these people personally, and they're incredible human beings, and we should be very grateful to have them want to be in our country with us. So this is a song. I can't remember who else is singing it, but I know that Common does some of the words, and it's called Running, the refugee song.
Can you see strength in my eyes? I used to sleep through the night. Then hurricane, there were no lights, no sirens, just guns. It was violent and we had to run or die. I'm running, I'm running. I'm running, I'm running. So much time wasted in tents, 17 years inside a fence. I ran from the war, homeless, no school, no future. I'm a
running to is running through my mind. Always on the run, am I running out of time? Darkness in my way, I pray that the sun will shine. Started from the bottom and that was underlined by the place that I'm running from. Sometimes it's undivine. I hear them songs of freedom and they running through my mind. Close my eyes, imagine a place next to me where I no longer can be labeled a refugee. Destiny holds somewhere down these dark roads. Yeah, we the lost tribe, but we found our souls. Cold rain, old pain, I left along the way. I fight through the night just to find a stronger day.
Running from the place that I know.
I'm running.
What direction should I go?
I'm running.
So tired and so worn. I won't stop until I'm safe and strong. Place you love. Tough as nails when things got rough. Many
fathers told their sons and daughters, don't stop running till you're home.
Say, oh,
refugee song. Say, oh, refugee song. Say, oh, refugee song. Say, oh.
Don, are you there? Okay, no worries.
Go ahead.
Don, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
I can't hear her.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Don, try again.
Okay, Don, you should be live now.
Okay, good morning.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you today?
You know, I'm making it through.
Yes, awesome. Proud of you guys.
We're good. It's great hour of music and raising money for this station and, you know, raising awareness for this great community that we have and more things that we can do to make it better.
Wonderful. How's your little one?
Little ones are great. Inara's taking an exam on online right now, and hopefully, I'm sure she's crushing it. She was really upset to not be able to be here, so we'll have to work out something later. And then Mesa is, she's four, for everyone who doesn't know this. She goes to the NLE schools, and she is at the safari park with another family for the day. So I'm very jealous about that,
actually. Oh, that's lovely. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It's gorgeous. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I'm excited to be here and support you and support the radio station and Tyler and Monica and all the good people that have been hosting this week.
It's been a really exciting week. I'm enjoying listening to a lot of the other people as well, especially since I've just moved back, you know, just getting to know the personalities of Laguna Beach again and a little bit more and who's who. And it's really fun to listen to a lot of the locals on these takeover shows.
Yes. Well, great job. And I hope you've really enjoyed yourself. I enjoyed your music, great selections, and just keep rocking it.
Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care. And take care, Tyler. Great job.
Thank you, Don. See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I just wanted to give a shout out as well to my friend Mike Teberty back in New York City. We worked together for 5 years. Times have been really, really tough on the industry that I used to be in, which was retail real estate. And I know things are tough out there. So, Mike, your support means so much. You're always there for me, and I really, really appreciate it. Another shout-out I wanted to give to, and this is in the interest of the arts being a really great way to elevate human rights issues. Sometimes they're not as clear as you might think they are. Maybe it's not, you know, some of the more horrific human rights issues, but there's some out there that you don't really realize that that's what you're watching. And one example I want to give is there's a docuseries that just premiered on HBO Max last week and to much acclaim. And the director and executive producer is a very dear friend of mine. And probably my favorite part of last week is when he called in. He was in a very happy mood and he said, I just found out that because of this documentary, people have been donating to this school that I did a documentary about. And what it is, it's called The Cost of Winning. And it's about the St. Francis Academy football team. It's a high school football team in a very poor and violent community in Baltimore. And they're one of the top 10 high school football teams in the country. And because of their determination to get out of where they are. And it's a really incredible docuseries. I think each episode is about 30 minutes or so, and it's 4 episodes. The Cost of Winning, streaming now on HBO Max. But my friend Mickey directed that, and, you know, I think he loved the story. But this was, you know, he does a lot of sports films, and seeing the reaction to people when they watch these stories and learn about these individuals. You can talk about poverty. You can put numbers and facts and figures in people's mind to talk about racism. But when you're really seeing a particular story and what people are going through to get out of the system that they're born into, that's when the empathy comes, and that's when people start paying attention. And by doing this film, he's done that. And I am very proud of him. And I actually stayed up very late last night finishing the docuseries, and I am not a sports person, or as I tell him, sports ball. I don't know what that is, but this was such a great human story. So it doesn't have to be a beat you over the head human rights story for it to still get the empathy and action needed to make a difference. So that's my little shout out there. My final song, I wanted to end on a happy and hopeful note. And I've had this song on my little human rights running playlist for years now. It is an older song, but you probably don't know it, again, unless you're part of our South African community here in Laguna Beach. It's a song by the late Johnny Clegg, who wasn't just a singer-songwriter. He was also an anthropologist, an anti-apartheid activist, really fascinating human being. And he was known somewhat lovingly as the White Zulu, because he learned a lot of the Zulu, he learned the Zulu language, the music, their dances, and would perform a lot of them. And this is a song sung in Zulu. It's called Utshani Ubuleli, and it refers to a Zulu proverb that means the dried dead grass is made young and green by fire, and about how every dark or painful incident in our lives has a positive aspect. And when I think about this song right now here in 2020, we got to think about these really tough times, how they're changing us. How can this make us better? And, you know, it's not always going to be the case for everybody, but we can try. And I think that in community initiatives like what KXFM does for Laguna Beach is a great start. You know, just support your community, support each other, stay safe, wear masks, distance, all of that. But just think about what we're learning about each other and what we are capable of. And that's how I want to end this hour. Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Jane Herring, and I'd be happy to talk to any of you about any of this stuff anytime from 6 feet away. Thanks so much.
Where you stole my innocence. I was young then, but I'm older now. Do you remember my face? Do you recall this place? 'Cause I remember you and the things that you do. Some need to feel pain to learn the game. Feel the fire and be born. Begun. This is me now, waiting for the sun. Obulele, ufuswamli noma. Obulele, washubawa, wangi tishe kaya. Washubawa, awizofukanje, awizofukanje. I come to this place where I lost my innocence. I was weaker then, but I'm stronger now. Do you remember my face? Do you recall this place? 'Cause I remember you and the things that you do. Some need to feel pain to learn the game and feel the fire. Being born again, this is me now. The night has begun. This is me now, waiting for the sun. Obulele, ufuswamli noma. Obulele. I'm so full of you.
Uchani obulele, ufuswomli no mama. Uchani obulele, ufuswomli no mama.